Hello and welcome to show 32 of Radio Clash. This is the Beach Clash Mash Bash edition. You're listening to Party Ben's This Is Radio Clash versus Gwen Stefani in the background. And they're going to play they're mixing to a very interesting mix by DJ Frenzy, which is called, which is Evolve Intent versus Beach Boys. I'll see you shortly.
Shut down on and bruise it, but you'll have to answer too. Your life, you like it well, but surely your time will come, as in heaven, as in hell.
The planet control, international control, and throughout the world, universal be martial over partial, we play the white selection without objection.
When they kick at your front door, how you gonna come, with your hands on your head, or on the trigger of your gun?
That was Lumcido with Beats and Guns. Of course, a mix including Don't Be Good to Me, which of course samples the bass line from Guns of Brixton. And I played just the last bit because they've got a show coming up at the remix, remix night, which is this Friday at Cargo. What time is it? Apparently it's live guests ILS and Rylas, Mr. Brown, Editor Morris, Barry Ashworth, I recognise that name, he's from Dub Pistols, and Lumcido are the guest DJs. What time is it? Because it's one of these little tiny on the web flyers, which you're thinking, I can't read it, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. And that's down at the Cargo, which is down in Shoreditch. And before that was a great mix, which is DJ Frenzy, A Volatile Intent versus Beach Boys, and that's sort of dark drum and bass versus Beach Boys, which you might recognise that kind of feel. And more, I'll just mention that in a minute. Update of the Who Boys, because of course you might think, oh, Who Boys are doing similar things. Well, they've moved on to other things, which is Whoever Men, and be playing a track, an exclusive track from them very shortly. And then before that was from Six Mix, number 88 from Party Ben. That was The Clash versus Hollaback, and I'll be playing some more of that later on as well. As I mentioned, the Who Boys are, I've got an exclusive from them. They've actually moved on to doing Whoever Men, kind of moving to different sources than, to say, the Who or the Beach Boys, as they were doing before, and doing some really interesting stuff. Still, a lot of it's in drum and bass, dubby styling, but they're doing all kinds of different genres. I've heard some ones using quite a lot of Led Zeppelin, and but also doo-wop and things like that. So this is Oh the Good Mash. I'll speak about more later.
Dallas, Texas, a jingle factory considers how to sell the Mona Lisa with pop music.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal.
I'd choke it, I would pack it.
The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel.
Just as if it were a package of peas.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal.
Semantics, semantics.
The good life lets you hide. Don't try to fake romance. Oh.
Maybe a very light, subtle Marshall feel.
Got an old slouch hat. Got my roll on the stove.
Step on around.
I must say, I'm a bit unaware of all the sources in that, but that was Oda Gamesh by the Weathermen. So they've got some good releases coming out soon. I've been hearing the old track from them. I'll be playing some of the tracks I've got from them, and it'll be interesting to see when everything comes out. Be cool. I'm going to play some tracks that didn't make it into the family mix. I was listening to these earlier and I was going to put them in, but I'd chop them out, space, time, stuff.
Sonic.
And that was New York at Last by Queen, which was a remix or pretty much a total production by Smash, because say all there was, I think, from what I remember, was the a cappella. And last time heard, actually, he was invited to work with Queen on one of their albums, so I don't know if that actually what happened. But I did like that track, and he's sort of the line saying, you know, I stayed up all night, had a, you know, bit too much to drink. Kind of probably pretty much summed up last night. Not that I was going out, because I was quite upset, because the whole, I managed to offend several people by releasing show 31 with some extra little enclosures, some little treats, as I called them. This is a problem with WordPress, and something I've been battling with the help of a few people, including Dave Weiner, and I think All the While with Catholic Cast, and a few other people have been, Ben from you know, Tracks of the Tree, are having similar problems. Some of them had to go at WordPress developers to sort it out. It's basically, it adds enclosures automatically, which you think, oh, that's great. But certainly if you then do what I do, which is to put a big track list in, you then get loads of tracks in there which aren't supposed to be there. And I managed to put one of the tracks that I played in that show in there, which is a little Marky track, which is a very spooky, and some get quite offended at that track. So my apologies for that. I was not a happy bunny last night, let's just say that. And it's part of the reason why I'm doing this cast, because I have to thank people like Bicycle Mark and also Sunshine. It was sunny earlier today, and I went for a walk, and I have to say, the best cure for being down about something is you go for a walk in the sunshine. Walking is good. And you listen to something like The Clash and that track, sort of Guns of Brixton, and you just sort of feel a lot better. And that's what happened. And certainly, I think it's business as usual. So, what we got next? I want to talk about the thing I didn't talk about in the last, the show before, was the whole thing about family and the gay scene and all that sort of things. And, hey, the guys from Idiot Vox, if you're listening, switch off now, because you obviously seem to have a problem with me talking about stuff like this. As I say, we got into the whole Pride thing, and I didn't really want to sort of piss all over that. Certainly, number one, Live 8. Live 8 has actually just nicked, well, not just, but has nicked the Hyde Park. We sort of had this long-standing battle for about the last 30 years in London to get Hyde Park for Pride, and they've just nicked it for their Live 8 concert. Thank you, Geldof. But as a consolation, he's going to address the start of the parade. Oh, great. Pride generally has actually gone quite low-key now, more political, which is good. But certainly there's been a few comments about the fact that the Rise, the anti-racism, the Respect Festival, got something like £40,000. £400,000 grant for putting those on. And Pride gets £40,000 from Mr. Ken Livingstone. So, although, quite rightly, you know, those festivals are really good, and they put out a very good message, and they're actually a copy of Rock Against Racism. He's just directly copying something which my partner was involved in putting together, which is Rock Against Racism. So, as part of the Socialist Worker Party, that's John. So, it's kind of, it's not even his idea, but it's one of those things that it's sort of annoying. So we don't get as massive fund, even though he wants a sort of Sydney-style carnival, Mardi Gras type thing. But he doesn't want to fund it, that's one thing. But two things, we don't have a venue, which is a bit annoying. Three, it kind of collapsed a couple of years ago, and Face Party came in and did a show, and they're doing another one. I don't know if I want to go, it's £28, it's a lot of money. And I last went to a Mardi Gras about 3 or 4 years ago. But anyway, the bigger point was that it was very interesting listening to Lady Bunny over at East Radio, the interviews with Madge, and also the stuff at Wonder Wisdom, Lucky Bitch Radio, because it's sort of aspects of the gay scene which I very much agree with at the moment, which is it's very body fascist, it's very about drugs, I don't think, as far as I know, not everyone knows not on Crystal Meth, but certainly that is part of it. Certain Special K, ketamine, GHB, that kind of stuff. I have friends that have been there and thankfully have come through the other end and now fine and seem to be fairly dried out and fine, but we could have lost them there. And certainly it's part of it, and it's one of the reasons why I don't do the gay scene. People in the mashup scene are quite surprised that I don't know what's going on musically in a lot of the gay scene. I think, but you're gay, you should know. I was like, well, no. The reason why is that I don't have anything to do with the gay scene. The bear scene, yeah, but generally the gay scene, no, because it's just a bit fucked up, really. And I don't know why I had to say that. I think just after those two tracks, I just had to. Certainly, the Glycerine Queen was quite critical and quite bitchy. You probably couldn't put out a track like that. It'd probably be seen as homophobic. Although, hey, it's not Capleton. It's not Buju Banton. Oh, that was the other interesting thing. Listening to Fausto, Furnos at Feast of Fools. I'd missed that Jamaican cast where they're actually playing the tracks and talking about what they mean. That was quite. They were right. Some of the tracks had the same rhythm as Hitler. Scary. I've actually vetoed several bootlegs from being played on this show. Because one was using, I think I told you, Elephant Man, Bomber Clut. Sorry, Elephant Man will not be played in this show, knowingly. And ditto, I've got a few tracks which use bits of Buju Banton or Beanie Man, and it's like, no thank you. Anyway, I'm going to play a track as a cover. I have to thank Mr. Fab from Music for Maniacs blog for this track. I'd actually heard it remixed by DJ Zebra before I'd actually heard the original. I went to find the original and then found it was off Mr. Fab's blog. And it's called Rock El Kasbah by Rachid Taha, who's apparently Algerian. So it's an Algerian cover of The Clash. And we like covers from... We like Eastern-style covers, don't we?
So the gas body have
Sharifa
عسكريه انا جا الوقت نودو تخدمو شويه وقت الطيارات وطلقوا البومبات على الناس المجرمين ننكروا كان السلطات طلعوا في الطيارات وفي العيد عالسمعوا عالسمعوا النقمية
شريط ولايت رب الكسبة رب الكسبة شريط ولايت رب الكسبة رب الكسبة شريط
whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like,
why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
And I'm like, whatever. Whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like,
hello, sir. I am C-3PO Human Cyborg Relations.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall. This dude comes up and he's like,
I got a bad feeling about this.
I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like,
the force will be with you, always.
I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like,
the force is with you, young Skywalker.
You are not a Jedi yet.
I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever.
had to play that because I heard that earlier and I thought that's so, so funny. And you might recognise this bit. Ooh, where have I heard that before? Anyway. Well, I was going to play the Clash bit, and I thought, wait, hey. And the reason I played that, which is from the Party Ben 6 Mix in 88, which I decided to call Doctor Who's Holiday, but it doesn't actually have a title. It's just Holiday by Green Day versus Doctor Who, well, the Time Lords, Doctoring the TARDIS, which is, of course, the KLF, which... song from my youth, and I'm probably going to play that to Kirk when I see him next on the show. Maybe I might repeat it again because he's going to find that very funny. And the reason why I'm playing that is because I've been watching Doctor Who. I'm interesting that no one's actually mentioned Doctor Who in a podcast. I'm sure they probably loads of people have. Maybe because it's mostly a US phenomenon and there's not so many UK podcasts. But yeah, Bad Wolf, ooh, spooky. It's been a good watch. 12 episodes so far. It's the last one this Saturday until Christmas. Last one with Christopher Eccleston in. There's all kinds of theories flying around because the Daleks are suddenly back because apparently they were all wiped out in some time war, which also wiped out all the Time Lords conveniently. So no Romana and all that lot. I'm turning into a real geek here, aren't I, talking about Doctor Who on my podcast. But I have to say, that's the only program recently has actually got me back into watching television. I'd sort of forgotten television. Television was just totally shit. And then when they brought back Doctor Who, I was like, aha. Because I remember missing it so much in 1989 when it got cancelled. And Sylvester McCoy is my favourite Doctor. I think he probably still is. But Christopher Eccleston is very good. And Billy Piper can act, which is scary. But my theory is that Bad Wolf is Adam. Adam was a character who went to the future and then got all these sort of things, this sort of kind of like an eye in the middle of his head, which was for the, to connect straight to a computer, straight to your brain. And he left him in 2012 or wherever it was. He actually took him home and left him at his mother's. And the thing is, of course, the Emperor Dalek is the voice you probably heard on the trailer. And Emperor Dalek is Davros, who has a little thing in the middle of his forehead. So that's my theory anyway. There's loads of theories running around, like Bad Wolf, because this has been a reoccurring theme all the way through. Like, I've not actually met a show that has I hate the word meme. I should shoot people how I use the word meme. But he's actually had this reoccurring thing all the way through of Bad Wolf, you know, everywhere. You know, like, just little clues all the way through, which is a really clever way of doing it. And now they found out that Bad Wolf, Bad Wolf is the name of the TV station that they're at, and then they found the Daleks are still there, and that it's possibly to do with something the Doctor did in the past that's actually destabilised human civilization in the year 200,000. It sounds like crap saying this on a podcast. That's probably why no one has done it on a podcast. It sounds so silly. But no, it's quite an interesting idea of the idea that you've done something and you get these little hints all the way through that of, you know, you've affected the timeline, you've polluted the timeline, and things are popping up. But the idea is it might be the Bad Wolf of the TARDIS. The TARDIS is telling, you know, warning or influencing, because it's partly telepathic. The idea it's influencing things around it, say Bad Wolf as a warning, or. That Bad Wolf is the master coming back. Apparently an old foe does come back, according to some of the stuff. So I'll shut up. And before the Doctor Who, there was United States of Jedi, where Blow Up. I missed Blow Up at Bastard. I should have gone, but I just really wasn't really feeling like it. And that's one of the boots he played or did for Bastard. And that's United States of Wherever by... God, I've forgotten who originally did that. Does it say? I bet it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Strat. I should know. It's that comic guy that sort of had a brief hit with it, never heard again. And of course, with loads of Star Wars sample, and that's just so funny. And before that was Rock El Kasbah by Rashid. I think it's Rashid. Rashid Taha. So I'm now going to play something that's going to be now going to go for a quiet, relaxed mood. And this is a track that was played by Ross, or played partly, in a little part, by Ross on his new Mashup podcast. You must check out the Mashup podcast, which is at mashuppodcast.com ross.co.uk if you don't. Ross had just put up show 7, as he said, 7 shows in 7 months. But it's very good. It's got some tracks that I wanted to play. You bastard! No, sorry, I don't mean that, Ross. How dare you? No, I was going to play Braces Tower 11, 12. I never got around to it. Pratt. No, there's some really good tracks in that. And you reminded me how good this track was. So I'm going to, because he only played part of it, I'm going to play it in whole. And it's Oasis versus Macy Gray, Stop Trying. It's a left-handed bastard bootleg, and it is Mega Chill.
Thank you.
can I say about that track? Actually, I should have just repeat what Ross. I should have had that queued up, shouldn't I? He said it a lot better anyway. That is a beautiful track. That I actually hadn't got that racked up, but it was in my sort of best bootlegs folder, definitely. Well, DVD, because I haven't got space on my crappy computer, as you would have heard from the last show, when it all kind of just went bleh, and I left that in just to let you know what sort of happens with this machine sometimes. Just suddenly everything just goes, oh, I get lovely time stretching. I can do time stretching. I don't need to listen to Glitch mixes or Kid 606. I can just use my hard disk while playing a track and I immediately get a glitch mix. It's great. Not but that's a beautiful track. The Macy Gray a cappella I try is very difficult to work with. I've actually tried to do. I did Macy Gray words, which I never released. It was Fortet versus I Try. It was okay. It was pretty good, but it was still tuning problems. Very difficult to tune to that. So respect who did that. Of course, it's Oasis. Stop Crying My Heart Out, which is probably one of the last good tracks they did. I've heard bits of the new album and thought, why? So, okay, we're going to play out for two tracks, so I'm going to sort of leave you here. I'm going to play out with Showroom Dummies, which is by Senor Coconut, and after that, there's going to be Prozac for Lovers, Love Will Tear Us Apart, which is a beautiful cover. If you've ever heard the new Velvet cover of Love Will Tear Us Apart, Run For Your Life, it's shit. But this is actually really, really, really good. And I have to again thank Mr. Fab of Music for Maniacs for putting that on his blog. I saw that today and thought, that's nice. And I wasn't really holding out much hope because I'm a very big Joy Division New Order fan. And I thought, oh dear, here we go. But actually, it's really beautiful. It's really nice. And it shows you what the new Velvet should have been. People have played the new Velvet on podcasts and things. I just don't think they're very, very good. Having heard the whole album, Too Drunk to Fuck is about the only good song on there. But they're all a bit meh. It's a bit too knowing. As I was saying the last podcast, you cannot do these things knowingly. Senor Coconut is kind of knowing. And it's one of these things you can't do it knowingly. You have to actually just do it. And just, yes, have a certain sort of truth in itself, I think. And sometimes it just gets a little bit too smug. And that's a review of the latest Seth and Etienne single, The Enemy, which is brilliant, which says, you know, very beautiful, beautiful song, but unfortunately comes with lashings of smug. And I understand what they mean with that. And it's a bit like that, really. So you can find out more about Radio Clash at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can post your complaints about Little Marky and various other things there. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. This is Showroom Dummies, and I'll speak to you soon.
Showroom Dummies. We are changing our ways, taking different roads. Then love, love will tear us apart again. Oh, love, love will tear us apart again.
Why is the bedroom so cold? Turn away on your side.
Is my timing that? There's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. But love, love will tear us apart again. Oh, love, love will tear us apart again. In my mouth as desperation takes hold. Yeah, that's something so good, just can't function no more. But love, love will tear us apart again. Oh, love, love will
start again. Let's begin at the beginning.